For our reflection today, I'm going to invoke the centuries-old tradition of deacons exercising the prerogative and duty of pointing out and amplifying the words of others that need to be heard by the congregation. Often it is church documents or homilies or letters by popes and bishops, but sometimes it is words of wise women and men, as it is today. I am referencing the book Forgiveness, A Catholic Approach by R. Scott Hurd, whom I met when I was discerning the diaconate, and later from whom I learned more about preventing and preaching on domestic violence. The words of wisdom are all Scott Hurd's from this book, which I humbly recommend for all who are interested in living out the gospel that we reflect on for today. He writes, "Forgiving can be a difficult and painful process that requires large doses of humility and grace. It can seem easier to stay mad or get even rather than let go and forgive. We may even conclude that forgiveness is impossible or just plain foolish, or perhaps we've decided there are some things that never can nor should be forgiven. Without exception, we've all been hurt by others. Without exception, our faith invites us to forgive those who hurt us for whatever they've done, for however many times they've done it. Even if they refuse to apologize or admit that they did anything wrong, even if we'll never see them again, but especially if we will. We do it for ourselves. We do it for those around us and for those who've harmed us, and we do it for God, to give him glory and reveal his love to the world. The forgiveness we're called to offer is a decision, a process, and a gift. It's a decision because by forgiving we choose to let go of any desire for revenge or retaliation, and we free ourselves of the bitterness and resentment that harden our hearts. Forgiveness is a process because letting go of resentment takes time. We may need to make the decision to forgive over and over again. Finally, forgiveness is a gift of love that we give freely, without expectations, exceptions, or limits. It is neither earned nor deserved. When we love the ones we forgive, we wish them happiness, not harm. Well, not woe. Heaven, not hell. As always, Jesus shows us the way. He instructs us by his example, challenges us through his teaching, and forgives us from his cross. Like us, Jesus too has been hurt. He still bears the marks of that hurt in his hands, his feet, and his side. Jesus knew the betrayal of a friend and was abandoned by those he loved. He was a victim of prejudice, greed, selfishness, and cowardice. Although completely innocent, he experienced the most extreme injustice by being condemned, tortured, and executed. Yet it is he who calls us to forgive, and who gives us the grace to do it. He shows us that forgiveness is not only possible, but that it is a necessity for those who would follow him. Far from being simply a lovely idea, forgiveness is a requirement of love. Those words of Scott Hurd are found in the first chapter of the book. I encourage you to acquire a copy of it, either an ebook or by going down to Pauline Books and Media in Old Town Alexandria and picking up a copy, and then going down to the riverside to reflect on the majesty of God's creation, the God of love and mercy who created this world for us and who loves us immensely, and reflect upon areas in your life where you need to forgive others, where you struggle with the concept of forgiveness. To reflect on this gospel. and I hope that you find wisdom and comfort in this book and in the word of our Lord. Amen.